It's a very welcome return into the Vasily Vasilenko media suite with Sharks head coach Martin Grubb. It's probably nearly 3 years since we've been in the Vasilenko suite, Martin.
Yeah, it's been a while since we were all in here. It's looking as good as ever.
Yeah, nice to see it. Kept all the monuments.
Kept the mementos here and pays tribute nicely to Vas. So yeah, it's nice to be back.
It is, very nice. And on the back of an old-fashioned Billingham Solway game, plenty of action and plenty of goals.
Yeah, if you want the truth for me, I thought it was a little bit boring for your usual Solway Billingham games. I think the tempo was a little bit slower than normal. I thought the goals for both teams, I mean, especially looking at our own side, I thought the goals we conceded were soft. I'm pretty sure Fozzie will say that some of the goals they conceded were soft. There was passages that both teams had a little bit of the upper hand, and there was some decent hockey played, but I don't think it was the usual. Maybe we've spoiled people in the past with the high standards, but I don't think it was the usual kind of high quality, fast games that we're used to. But you're right when you say it was very offensive for both teams. Both teams were looking to play on the odd man rush quite a lot, and probably the fans quite enjoyed it, but maybe not quite as good as usual for me.
You talk about the goals, I think that as much as anything it was the time you scored your goals that particularly opened up. Billingham had a spell at the beginning where they were in your zone a lot. Rusty came up with some big saves, and then you went up with Jakob and scored, and then Billingham equalised, you came straight down and scored. Billingham came back, you straight down and scored. So as much as anything, the time you scored was key.
Yeah, I mean, we spoke right from the beginning of the season about character and how we respond to things. Especially, I mean, we've been in the Scottish League. I think only Murrayfield have been ahead of us in a game. Obviously, when you get into the NHL, it's that little bit more quality. So it's about how you respond to being behind in games. I think we've always said remain patient. And tonight, as you say, every time Billingham got a little bit of opportunity to push back, we went straight up the ice and scored. I think start of the third period kind of showed that, where I thought we came out really flat. They came out pressing and got themselves right back in the game. But then again, we kind of go straight back up the ice, and it was two quick goals after that and kind of put the game to bed a little bit there. So, the response is definitely pleasing for us. I think, the timing of the goals is always a positive thing, and creating chances and putting them in the net is always a good thing for us. So, obviously, we're pleased to get the points. Pleased with some of the performance. I thought defensively, as I said earlier, certainly could be tidier. But I think we scored a couple of nice goals as well.
I think we spoke at the beginning of the season, the kind of the rebuilding of the squad you've had to do, players moving on to higher levels has been the Solway way, you could say, and bringing the new players on. So whereas before it's been Kerr and Henderson and Spears, now you've got Stenton, Lockerbie, Houston, and kind of bringing the next generation of the younger players and giving them the chance to develop and move on.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something we've discussed for numerous years, that I think this year we 11 or 12 guys we lost. We had to obviously do that rebuild, and one of the key things for me was about young, hungry hockey players, that some that had progressed through our junior development programme, some who we'd kind of been keeping an eye on through the Scottish leagues and thought that they could play at a higher level and probably get out of the clubs where they'd done a good job in, but probably went as far as they could. And I think it's the only way young players are going to get better is if they play. And quite a lot of teams fill themselves with veterans, and they go sign guys for other teams that are older. And some of them don't really add too much to the lineup, whereas we're looking at young, hungry, quick, skillful hockey players that we can ideally make better. I think the core that you mentioned with Stenton, Houston, Lockerbie, amongst others, they're big players for us now. And even tonight we missed Stuart Kerr, who's got an injury at the moment, and it's the first time he's probably missed a game in years, but guys step up, and I thought Luke and Ben stepped in on that third line D together and generally done a decent job. So it's got to be about development, young players. It's got to be about getting them a chance to play, get them a chance to showcase their talent, and if they can go at a higher level, then that's our jobs, because we'll just have to replace them with our young guys. So yeah, I'm pretty pleased with where we are right now. Of course, there's always good and bad with young players, but they're doing pretty well. They're responding to what we're telling them, and hopefully we'll get better.
Excellent. Well done on the win, and I say the run goes on, and best luck for the rest of the year, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you very much.